After a controversial decision on gay clergy and same-sex weddings, a Bloomington pastor says her congregation is sticking with United Methodist Church for now.
But we will also continue to discern if there's a point we need to make a different decision.
That's Hope Church pastor Jennifer Bertrand. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, May 2nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with religion and politics. A United Methodist Church pastor in Bloomington says her congregation has grown sharply in spite of the church's recent decision to uphold bans on gay clergy and same-sex weddings. GLT's Eric Stock has more.
Pastor of Hope UMC in Bloomington, Jenny Edwards-Bertrand, tells IPR's The 21st Show her church has chosen to turn the pain of that vote into action by keeping their doors open to all.
We've made it clear that we will continue to be a place of full inclusion and that we will be a part of the resistance even down in south of I-80 in Illinois, in the cornfields.
The UMC's Judicial Council largely upheld the church's traditional vote when it met at Evanston last week. Bertrand says her congregation's weekly attendance has grown about 25% since the UMC first voted to uphold the traditional plan. She says no one has left the church. Sarah Isbell, pastor of Wesley United Methodist Church in Bloomington, was a delegate at the church's conference in February. She says the vote felt more like radical change to some because pastors who defy the rules against gay rights could face punishment.
We've implemented quite a bit of accountability language, which is to say punitive language, for those who disagree, for those who feel differently and wish to minister in a different way.
Pastors who preside over a same-sex wedding could face a one-year suspension without pay. On a second offense, they could be removed from the ministry. Bertrand says she's prepared to defy the church ban, but hasn't ruled out her congregation leaving the United Methodist Church.
Where we are in central Illinois, that our voice and our presence is important, but we will also continue to discern if there's a point we need to make a different decision.
Methodist churches in the United States largely backed plans to allow gay weddings and gay clergy, but were outnumbered by delegates in Africa who favored the traditional plan. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
And here's some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Four new Bloomington aldermen were sworn in last night, almost half of the city council. Their first real meeting will be Monday, May 13th. Union leaders are raising concerns that Rivian is using out-of-town workers for its big remodeling project as they get the plant ready for electric vehicle production next year. And Central Illinois Republicans voted against the graduated income tax plan passed by the Senate yesterday. It goes to the House next and then to voters in November 2020. GLT's news magazine, Sound Ideas, airs at noon and 6 p.m. today. The Anti-Defamation League reports anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S. more than doubled from 2017 to 2018. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Rabbi Rebecca Dubow of Bloomington Normal's Moses Montefiore Temple about how her congregation persists despite hate.
I want to emphasize that, yes, there has been an increase on anti-Semitic attacks, but it's not just us. It's anybody who is not white. So I want to take note, recognizing there are many of our friends in the world that are being attacked simply because of their faith or color or sexual identity.
So do you have fears for your congregation here in Bloomington Normal?
I think we are a little bit more cautious. And I think through a time that we do miss the days where we can just, walk in and out, and it's very unfortunate. But we have discussed it as a congregation, addressing safety measures, what to do, should we be attacked. I don't know if I call it fear, but recognizing that we have to be extra careful.
Now, can you explain maybe what the difference is? You said compared to days where you could just walk in and out. Maybe we could get into what that difference looks like.
Well, the difference is that we now have people that are guarding by the door just to know who's coming in, who's coming out. We have a security system, you know, so that we can videotape knowing who's going in and out. And there are times that we keep the doors locked, especially when we have religious school, when there are children in the building.
How does that impact the congregation's viewing of having visitors?
You know, that's a very good question. I feel very strongly that we do want people to feel welcomed here. And we know that education is so important. Awareness of what's happening. And how does that happen? By inviting people to come in and be a part of our community, whether they are from a different faith or else or something else. But the more people get to know us and the more we get to know them, that is how our world will be a better place.
You personally here, not just looking out for the entire congregation as your role in a rabbi is, but you personally as just Rebecca Dubow, how do you feel about the current climate?
I'm deeply angry, worried, troubled. But on the other hand, with the movement that we've been able to do here, especially with the McLean County Interfaith Alliance that I have put together with my colleague, Mother Molly Ward, we've been meeting every month and we get like 15 to 20 to 30 people coming together from different faith communities just to talk and to reassure ourselves that we are not alone in this being in terms of what's happening in our country.
GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Rabbi Rebecca Dubow of Bloomington Normal's Moses Montefiore Temple. More of this conversation during GLT's Sound Ideas at noon and 6 on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Before we let you go, Miller Park Zoo members will get their first look at the new American alligator exhibit tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. General public can come and visit the giant reptile starting on Friday. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. If you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also add The Leadoff skill to your Alexa flash briefing. Support for GLT as The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.